This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who will start this hour of the program off by going through all the charts for the week of October 27th to the 31st. We say charts. Remember the old expression for music radio? First on the charts and first in our hearts or something. Wasn't there some cornball expression? There was a cornball expression for pretty much
a lot of cornball expressions
everything.
Attached to the stacks of wax. And
yes,
the,
there were.
The chatter and the platter.
The platters that mattered. Goody.
Yeah,
what is it? We had, let's see, Goldie, Oldie, Goody, Goldie, Goody. Goldie, Oldie, Goody, Goldie's from our Rusty Racker Brinkle Records.
Yeah, like those ones. You're dating yourself. This, all of that is before my time.
Now, of course it is. Yes,
I've
I understand.
Seen it in documentaries.
Yes, right, right, exactly. Okay, so having said that and got our attention going, the idea of this program came from Michael, who saw all of these. Matter of fact, he originated a lot of the countdown shows that are popular today. So as he got into the talk world, said, why can we have a talk radio countdown? We got to have a music radio country countdown, hot AC countdown, or whatever it is. So why, if the music world can't do it, can not the talk world do it?
People
so
love lists.
Yeah, they do.
Lists and countdowns are fun because they give you a kind of a photo a snapshot of the way a scene is. The point is that the listener or the viewer or the reader should always know that they're subjective to a certain degree. And I think, is it ESPN when they have, you know, the greatest quarterbacks of all time or things of that nature, they always say, let the arguments begin. Because these kind of things always have arguments. You want to hear the list, though?
I would love to hear. I don't want to just be the only one who hears the list. I want hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to respond to what we're about to present them. The big stories, top talk topics of the week,
great,
according to Talkers Magazine.
Well, of the hundreds of topics that are talked on thousands of topics that are discussed every week on talk radio, these are the 10 that probably were the most discussed. At number 10, we have National Football League action. At number 9, baseball. The Giants won the World Series. At number 8, the anniversary of Sandy and the Christie flap. The climate change controversy is at number 7. At number 6, Apple's Tim Cook comes out. At number 5, Cheryl Atkinson book, and Holder regrets the Fox subpoena. Those are two stories. We have a big umbrella topic that'll be around for a long time, the 2016 presidential prospects at number 4. At number 3, the battle against ISIS. At number 2, domestic Ebola cases. And number 1, rapidly approaching and heating up the airwaves, the midterm elections. And that's the basic snapshot of the most talked about topics on news talk stations, such as the ones that you and I are on right now. Now, the people that are talked about the most as part of those subjects, number 10, Madison Bumgarner, number 9, John Coleman, Tim Cook at 8, Eric Holder and James Rosen at 7, Cheryl Atkinson at 6, Hillary at 5, John Kerry at 4, Chris Christie at 3, Casey Hickox at 2, and Barack Obama at 1, and that's it. There you go. Interesting.
All right. So we have the world's. Do we find in the world of sports talk radio that there are things that are in the world of news talk radio that overlap to the extent that we have, again, two of the top 10 items here have to do with the world of sports, and i.e. that would be sports talk radio. So is there a tit for tat here as sports talk radio becomes bigger, more invasive, maybe not the right word, but more influential?
I don't know how much bigger sports talk radio can get. I think it's at its peak. If anything, it might get smaller because there are so many sports talk stations now and so many in some cities that there are more than maybe the market can bear. So we might see a thinning out of them in the months and years to come. It's very powerful, very big right now. Sports, of course, is huge. I do want to point out to the listeners that when we put sports on this survey, in this case, we have two positions, one National Football League action and one the Major Baseball League World Series ending. This is not reflective of conversation on sports talk radio. This is reflective of conversation about sports on news talk radio.
Right.
and that's an important point. That being made, yeah, you hear about the news on sports talk radio. One is a lot of the news stories that you say are invading news talk radio from sports talk radio become, in fact, news stories, and then they come back at sports talk radio where they're now talking about a news story. So you have that one thing. And then when you have any kind of a natural disaster, or you have situations that affect the scheduling of things, 9/11, I mean, look at how that played a role in sports. It had a tremendous role in sports talk in terms of ceremonies, and look at the First Amendment controversy over the Redskins. I think it goes both ways. Sports talk radio is always trying to be more than just what they call in the business the X's and the O's. The X's and the O's is real talk about how the game is played. They get into personalities. Personalities get into sociology. Sociology gets into politics. And voila, you have a blending of two different tracks that at first glance appear to be different, but they really do overlap.
Okay, so let me dig a little deeper into this and give you a little more of an explanation of what it was that I was thinking, as the essence of the question is, what does overlap? Are we likely to hear on sports stations talk about the news as it affects sports? Give you an example. The passing of Mayor Tom Menino in Boston has been a very important... I've been listening to there are two really popular sports talk radio stations here in Boston. And they have a couple of teams on each of the stations. And the mayor was an avid sports fan, go to all the games. And he became personally involved with the announcers. He'd be in the booth. So as his passing occurred, I heard a lot of radio talk on the sports stations about Menino and his impact on sports in the city. So under that circumstance, I guess that's the... You know, the other side of it is that plays into the regular news cycle, which was full of Menino passing, but here's how it impacted sports. That's kind of what I was asking.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that's obvious, definitely, because sports is political. I mean, just the subject of who's going to pay for new stadiums.
Yeah.
How's that for a political sports story? Or if you have a case where you have two teams in one city and one mayor...
Which team is the favorite?
The mayor could be a fan of one team and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Giuliani had that situation when he was the mayor of New York. He clearly favored the Yankees over the Mets.
Yeah.
And in New York, you can't be a fan of both teams. In Chicago, the Cubs and the White Sox have a similar situation. In
really?
Los Angeles, the Angels and the Dodgers have that. Up in the Bay Area, well, there's a mayor of San Francisco and there's a mayor of Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
But those two teams are right next door to each other.
Right.
So sometimes politicians get caught up in that, but that's usually fun. Although I do think in New York, Giuliani had to walk a very delicate line.
Right. Not so much fun in New York. Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, is here as we overview not only the charts, but some of the things that are making news and some of the behind-the-scenes stories that you can find only at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of eight popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen. This is the weekly talk radio review, the talk radio countdown show, TRCS, if you will. A couple of hours of your listening time spent every weekend hearing the stories behind the stories as to the top 10 from News Talk Radio. And then Michael and I get together for an hour to talk not only about the stories themselves, but about the influences. What is it that goes into the making of some of these conversations, and specifically in the world of sports? You said that you thought that sports talk radio was saturated. I don't know if that's the exact word, but more or less that's what you said. But would you tell people a little about how formats change on stations and how decisions are made as to put music on, type of music, sports talk, news talk? What decision-making process goes on in the minds of management of these stations?
It's called positioning. And they try to find a position that they can fill and own a niche. And if you have two or three stations fighting for the same niche, well, there has to be enough of an interest in that niche in the market to support two or three stations. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you find a situation where a great example of that was New York City for years didn't have a metropolitan area country music station.
Right.
Part of that was because they figured, oh, New York is too sophisticated for country fans, which of course is ridiculous.
Silly, yeah.
And
doesn't that all depend on the presentation, though, of whatever the announcers in that case are important to the music? Music is foreground, announcers are background, or the hosts, or whatever word you want to use for them. But if they present the music in a way that appeals to people's intellects, then that makes it work, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's a whole other issue. That's something that music radio is wrestling with right now,
yeah.
The role of the disc jockey, the role of the presenter. So many music stations today just play the music in a disembodied way where the announcer doesn't even sound like he or she is listening to the music. And people such as myself, we believe that hurts the credibility of the station, its listenability, and the position of music radio in our society. But it comes down to positioning. It comes down to trying to find a niche, serve it, and own it.
Serving, owning a niche. That's what the world of News Talk Radio is all about, and that's what we talk about here every week. Talk about talk. What are you talking about? Niched nuance. There it is. Michael Harrison and I continue with an overview of what is being announced this weekend. For those of you who are fans of ladies on the radio, that's going to be an important focus, along with some of the sports talk hosts that are big. All of it coming up in discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Continuing on now, 23 and change after the hour. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, the essence of this format. I said something about the list of the top 100. I was actually looking at a story about Jennifer Lipp leaving the station Fresno, where she'd been for a long time, KMJ, which is a great radio station, and how it is. I guess I was coming around to thinking about women on the radio and how... whether I want to get into this can of worms or not, there are many fewer women on the air than there are men. Why is that? Why is it that...
You have to ask me that question. You have a year.
Well, I got 4 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'll give you the one-minute version. There are more men in talk radio than there are women in talk radio, and one of the reasons goes back to the history of the perception of politics and news, that it was basically a man's field, just like sports. But that has been... increasingly disproven as we change our culture and more women get involved. I don't think there are more men in music radio on the air. I think you have a lot of female DJs or music announcers. I don't know if they call themselves DJs everywhere anymore.
Yeah.
So I personally think it's going to eventually catch up. But I don't think there is a singular reason why it's happened other than it's always been that way and now it's catching up. And it was that way because of the perception that to a certain degree might have been true or not. I'm not going to say whether I think it's true or not, but there was the perception that politics and news were more of a male-oriented field.
Ooh. Well, that's changing.
That was
the
perception in the old days.
Okay. So that perception, that obviously is changing because look at all the women who are running for office in this cycle, the election on Tuesday, focusing on what sort of change there may or may not be under the circumstance. It doesn't look like there's a lot of change in the wind, as much as we spend a lot of time grousing about it, complaining about it, saying to people, do you know what could happen if you actually get out and vote? Your vote counts.
Right.
But there aren't more than 10% of the seats that are in Congress, 435 seats, that are actually in play. As a matter of fact, there are, I think, 40 or 50 seats, 10% or more, that are completely uncontested. And so when you get to that, you wonder, why is it with all this stuff? Does that make the world of news, talk, political conversation irrelevant? Because it seems that's what you hear a lot of, and news talk saying, you got to get changed. You got to change. These people are horrible.
No, I mean, the people that listen to news talk radio are far more likely to vote.
Yeah.
The problem is they don't allow voting only for people who listen to news talk radio. You have people voting who vote completely without any knowledge of what they're voting about. They vote because they like the names of the candidates.
Right.
They vote because their friends tell them they should.
Right. Or there's a D or an R after their name.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to the way many people vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, voting is a lot bigger. You know, getting elected president and getting elected to the Senate or the State House or whatever it is a much larger, back to the word, niche than the people that listen to one particular format on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's part of, when you get right down to it, though, the mainstay, the main working through of issues, especially this time of year, on the news talk stations is all about politics, and it's one of the things some people complain about, that there's too much politics and not enough variety in the conversation in a lot of spoken word programs.
Well, they can complain about it, and that's always a complaint, but the fact is I'm glad we have something in America where they talk about politics.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if news talk radio stopped talking about politics?
Well, but it's the old days versus the newer days, the Jerry Williams of the... And, you know, guys like that, there were muckrakers that were after everybody, and they uncovered the dirt no matter
how
which.
How you side. Talk about politics.
Right, that's
talking
the point.
About, as opposed to one way of talking about politics. When people say they want variety in political talk radio, they mean more they want a variety of political views and a variety of aspects of politics to be talked about, as opposed to one topic over and over and over, or one point of view preaching to one choir, so to speak.
Yep.
That's what the people are complaining about. But politics by itself is a very broad and diverse arena that offers lots of potential for a variety of ways of doing it.
We're halfway through the countdown review of the hot hits in talk radio and the stories that are ancillary to the impact, including that list of every 100 sports talk personalities. We'll get to that in a...
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now, this half hour of the program. I remember when Gene Burns, I do this every once in a while, Michael. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. We're reviewing not only the charts, the items, the top 10 stories and people of the week, but some of the things that go into making good conversation. Hopefully our conversation is good about conversation. And so I was making in my mind a reference back to Gene Burns, who's one of the legendary figures. What a great human being. What a great talk radio personality he was for years. So precise, so intelligent. And he used to start his program by saying, this program is brought to you by a grant from the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And he'd go on and talk about the freedom of speech and how important it was for all of us to maintain that. He's passed away, unfortunately, but I wonder, would he be rolling around in his grave to see some of the things that are being done in the name of silencing free speech, Michael?
He would be rolling in his grave, or he is rolling in his grave, about any effort to silence free speech, which always exists.
Yeah.
And Gene Burns knew that.
Yeah.
Gene Burns, we named the Freedom of Speech Award the Gene Burns Memorial Award for Freedom of Speech because of his tremendous support of the First Amendment.
Yeah.
He was an inspiration to me.
And a great
broadcaster. Not just for freedom of speech, he was a great broadcaster in terms of the word wordsmith.
Right.
He brought the artistry of using words to the radio. He wasn't just another one of these guys on the radio talking like that.
Right.
He was an eloquent man.
Very.
And, a great broadcaster. But the First Amendment, oh yeah, that'll always be an issue, Doug. Always.
Well, it seems to come flashy. There's a flashpoint to it every once in a while, and I feel it now with more and more people trying to shut down certain points of view from certain radio hosts and TV hosts. I just think that's, it's the marketplace, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, so we can rail about it one way or another. But I don't know. It's.
Well, one of the things you mentioned before about a lot of people criticizing how much politics is talked about on radio is really a veiled way of criticizing a certain point of view about politics.
Yes.
That's talked about on radio. You
yes.
know that.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely is. Yep. Yep. More and more of that are being done now because they can, I guess, in a sense, they can get away with it because they are. They're getting away with it.
Well, you can get away with criticizing what people say. And the reason we need the First Amendment is to counterbalance the freedom to try to shut people down.
Yeah.
The only entity that doesn't have the right to shut people down in terms of their speech is the government, per the First Amendment.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean that the owner of a radio station can't keep you from working there if he or she doesn't like your point of view. It doesn't promise you a soapbox. It promises you free from government persecution for what you say.
All right. So let's follow this through for a second. I promised that we'd go through or at least mention anecdotally the Sports Talk Radio list, the most 100. We'll do that before we run out of time. But I want to go back to what you're saying and talk about how this one group, and I think most people know it's a group called Media Matters, attacks those who are on the right, goes to their sponsors, tries to shut down the shows, cut advertising influence. I mean, it's really affected the spoken word formats dramatically. Tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising has been steered away from spoken word stations because of things that Rush Limbaugh has said and some others, but mostly Limbaugh. And these people that have gone after him are a handful of people who just, they're not interested in free speech. They're interested in shutting down Limbaugh's point of view so that you don't have that. On the other side, on the liberal side, there are people who have, you know, very narrowly focused approaches. I don't see anybody, and I'm not here to extol the value of virtue or any political point of view, but I don't see the same effort. Is it because they're not clever enough over at the Tea Party or whoever it would be, let's say Newsmax? I don't know if that's a good equivalency for Media Matters now, maybe. There's a public interest group that puts forth the focus on right-of-center ideas, whereas Media Matters puts forward a focus on that which is left-of-center, ideas supporting a media that is focused that way. But I don't see anybody from the right, the point here is, going out and trying to shut down the sponsors of stations and or hosts who are preaching the liberal. I mean, Tom Hartman is a good example. Great broadcaster. What about his advertisers? Who's trying to shut him down?
Well, you again, this is a very complicated swath that you have just painted across the canvas of
don't you love it?
But let's just say, here's my opinion. Right now, the conservatives do dominate what we call news talk radio. Doesn't
yes.
conservatives dominate all media? They don't.
Yep. No.
So you're going to see liberals try to shut them down. I assure you, if the liberals dominated news talk radio, there are many conservative groups that would do exactly the same thing. So out of fairness, both sides are capable of trying to take away the First Amendment rights of the other. It just happens to be whoever is in power is the one that's victimized by the outsider attack to shut it down. There is a tendency in the human condition to want to snuff out all dissent, to snuff out all competition. We don't openly do that. We're civilized people. We have principles. We have a constitution. But deep down inside, we want to shut up the other guy. And when I say we, I don't mean you, me. I'm just saying generally as a species.
Yeah.
And that's why
we want people to agree with us.
Right, so we got to be real careful not to suddenly demonize one party or one philosophy for this tradition because it happens to be the thing that's happening at the moment. Both sides are equally guilty, and that's why I don't find politics to be something that people should do as a hobby or are a spectator sport or to take frivolously. Politics is dirty business, and let us think twice about glorifying, deifying, sanctifying these politicians, because basically they're all the same.
Well, the reason we do that is because we want to get their ears so they will do what we ask them to do. That's all the only reason. I love that guy. Look what he did for me. That's what it's all about. It's what does he do for me?
But I see a lot of people are so ignorant about the issues that they like people who actually work against their interests. This is what blows my mind. And I know we're running out of time before the break, but let's pick that up if you want to on the other side.
Yeah. All right. That's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
And we'll be right back, folks. After
yes.
These words.
We'll be right back after these words on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. And while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis, revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent. What can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Grainger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A few more minutes here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the issues that are being discussed, the top topics, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, where there's Talkers Radio and Talkers Television and all kinds of things about Yakety Yak. We want you to talk back. Email to Doug or Michael at DougSteffen.com if you want to do that. Or you can always send Facebook comments and Twitter comments, social media comments about what we're talking about, Facebook.com/Good Day. And Twitter at Good Day. That'll get to us, and we'll answer questions if you have them about the format, what Michael has said. Did you hear what Michael Harrison said about that guy? All right, so you wanted to pick up where we left off for a moment, because there is a little, and I promised we'd get to the sports talk.
All right, just 20 seconds. A lot of people vote for candidates and vote for people and overtly support parties and policies that, if you really study it, work against their interests. Mm-hmm. And they don't think about that. They just think about they like the guy, they like what he says. They wrap their vote around some kind of a nebulous issue like patriotism or, you know, God and country or helping the poor. And when you look at what these people do, they don't do anything of the kind, and yet people vote for them for what they think it stands for, as opposed to how it really affects their interests. Remember one thing. The rich have gotten richer during the time that Obama is president. Right. Even though Obama has this image of being a socialist, a Kenyan, listen to the stuff you hear about him. He's redistributing the wealth. He's taking money out of the pockets of people who've earned it. The truth is, under Obama, the rich are richer than they were under Bush. If you really look at what Clinton was, much more of a conservative than Bush was fiscally.
Yeah, he was the most conservative president we've had in the last 20 years.
Kennedy was much more of a conservative than Nixon. It's insane how different the reality is if you measure it statistically and with a clear view.
Yep.
The way people talk about things. That's how muddy our conversation is. And if I were a talk show host, I'd be talking about stuff like that.
Yep.
But I'm not, so I don't.
But I am, and I can, and I will.
Good.
And I do. The essence, though, of this, all of this stuff, when it gets right down to the pure political side of all the conversations and what you said about wealth, bringing the political arena into it, because there was a lot of criticism. Look at all the money that Mitt Romney is spending to become president. Well, Barack Obama spent almost four times, he raised almost four times as much and spent almost four times as much in the last presidential election than Mitt Romney did. And the amount of money that he took in terms of, what is it, the checkoff on your tax return, do you want to give money? He said he wasn't going to do it, and then he took $184 million out of the kitty to put in his war chest to be elected. So, you know, it's these guys pretty much are all the same, and how it is that we don't get wise to it is just amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. The Sports 100.
Yes, right. Thank you for reminding me about it. So, Talkers Magazine.
Every year, in addition to doing the Heavy 100 of Generalist Talk, we now do the Heavy 100 of Sports Talk. We used to have them all together, but there's so much sports talk now that it's not fair to have it mixed in with the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the third year that Talkers Magazine is putting out the list of the 100 most important radio sports talk show hosts in America. And
any surprises on the list?
The list
is released as of this weekend, so you're not going to give it away, but I think it'd be interesting anecdotally if we talk about a few of the household names here, like Dan Patrick.
I don't know. Some of them are local hosts.
That's right. You do that. Yeah,
we have local hosts mixed in there. Dan Patrick is a big one. Jim Rome is a big one of the national ones.
Yeah.
Colin Coward. The big ones are the ones that are on the big networks, which include Fox Sports Network, ESPN Radio, CBS Radio Sports is huge. These networks have
it seems more likely that the sports radio hosts are on television than regular issue-oriented talk radio hosts. Well, I don't see too many talk radio hosts doing television or simulcast, that sort of thing. But yet there seems to be a lot of that in sports talk radio, simulcasts on television. Patrick.
A lot of it is because so many of them have connections with the sports figures. And they're hardworking. You take a guy like Boomer Esiason, the former quarterback.
Yeah.
He does a morning radio show in New York City live every day.
Right.
He does guest appearances on stations around the country.
Yeah.
He's on the NFL Network. You see him on all of the CBS, coverage of football.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know who he works for.
Yeah.
He works for everybody. And there are a number of guys like that, multimedia figures, happening in sports. We have that to a certain degree in news talk as well, but it really is prominent in sports.
Yeah, much more so. All right, we have a few moments left, and I wanted you to speculate, if in fact it's appropriate, the essence of Election Day and how the News Talk Radio, there's been this discussion, I think we had it last week, excuse me, the difference between news and news talk, where we get our news, how that's changed over the years, amount of news that's here. So in a minute, can you tell us what to expect for the coverage as the day ends on Tuesday and into Wednesday? What do you think is going to be different from any of the last elections, or is there going to be anything different?
I don't think it's going to be different.
No.
I think it'll be basically the same. The formula, the format will continue. Of course, we don't know the results of the election.
Mm-hmm.
I do know most of the news talk stations at this point are hosted by people who lean conservative, from moderate to conservative.
Right.
There are a few liberals. But in terms of the television networks, you've got various levels of incompetence how they cover it.
Yeah.
And they're going to do their best. It's hard. It's very hard to do it. And I don't see anything different. Of course, I don't know what the results will be. That will be a surprise.
I think the Senate will go to the Republicans. How about that? There's a talk radio topic to pick up next time around. Michael Harrison with an overview of a lot of different things going on in the world of conversation radio, which is great. He's here with us weekly on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, time for a special report. As a matter of fact, well, special with a capital S, the underscore on special. Most of the people in the world have no desire whatsoever to excel. So what we're now going to spend our next 5 minutes on is how those people who want to excel, those people who want to be better at what they're doing, want to get to the top. If we're counting down from the 10th position to the first position in terms of success and how to become successful, Michael Levine, who for a long time has been one of America's prominent media experts, has a great PR firm in Los Angeles, the LCO office, Levine Communication Office, and also he's responsible for the LBN eLert. If you haven't signed up for that, you ought to. LBNeLert.com. All of the news of the day synthesized in a way that's very unique and very helpful, frankly. But he started a new project, and this is a way for people to become more successful. Find people. Michael's mission is to find people who are successful in their careers or in their lives, and highlight them so they can be a part of his Excel report. And you can go to XLEXCELReport.com, I believe. Isn't that the web address, XLReport.com?
That is it. You're right.
All right. So what are we finding in common? And do you have one person that you want to highlight as an example of somebody who really is successful, who is excelling at his or her life's projects?
Yeah, Doug, first, I mean, the basic idea is that most people in the world do not achieve their full potential. Mm-hmm. And I mean, not only professionally, but personally. And the difference between success and great success is often a few daily habits, a few things that you can do rather simply, but it is often the difference between success and great success. I'll give you an example. One of the things that I try to teach people is that your life will get better. Your life will get better when you come to see the world through the prism of maybe is no. Yes is yes, no is no, and maybe is no. And actually, if you think about it, there are people in this nation, men, women, gay, straight, black, white, young, old, who are in misery. Terrible, terrible discomfort because they're militantly trying to turn maybe into yes, mm-hmm. when it's really no. And so I try to teach certain success principles, certain ideas. And if you approach your life as maybe, with maybe as no, you'll save yourself enormous amounts of agony and time, and you'll free yourself up to a life that's much more effective and much more efficient.
All right, so how do you suggest, as we get into this, from time to time, Michael's going to be here,
yep.
to examine success. How does one use the ExcelReport.com?
Sure. Okay, so you go to ExcelReport.com, and then we will, of course, sign you up for a newsletter that you can get twice a month. It's every other Sunday. And in there, we will attempt to educate and inspire you to live your life in the most full, the most dynamic way. And again, I'm not only talking about your professional life, but your personal life as well. We'll show you that, for example, in last week's report, we're going to show you that tremendously successful people develop routines. For example, if you want to write a book, routine is very important to writing, right? Routine is very important to how successful people perform.
In other words, you are what you repeatedly do. Habits.
Right. You are your habits, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if you want to write a book, statistics say that you're much more likely to achieve it if you do your writing at a certain ritualed time per day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't write whenever you get a moment. You write 15 minutes in the morning, or you write 15 minutes before you go to sleep. So this is, in the last Excel report, we talk about the power of routine.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you and leads you into a direction that we think can be very useful. It's basically autopsy is what super successful people do.
Autopsy, that is examining what they have done, what their thoughts have been. You can bind yourself and your mind irrevocably to success with your thoughts and your actions. And I think that's what Michael is trying to explain. Check out this tool, the ExcelReport.com. Michael Levine's the ExcelReport.com. Also, check out the LBNEler.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.